classical physicists. The word classical refers to physics that does not require the considerations of quantum mechanics. We feel force, velocity, and acceleration at a gut level. In the science fiction novel Stranger in a Strange Land, 1961, Robert Heinlein invented a word to express this kind of deeply intuitive, almost visceral understanding of a phenomenon: grok. Grok means to understand thoroughly and intuitively. I grok force, velocity, and acceleration. I grok three-dimensional space. I grok time and the number five. The trajectories of a stone or a spear are grokable, but my built-in standard-issue grokker breaks down when I try to apply it to 10-dimensional space-time, or to the number 10 to the 1,000th power, or even worse, to the world of electrons and the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. At the turn of the 20th century, a wholesale breakdown of intuition occurred. Physics suddenly found itself flummoxed by totally unfamiliar phenomena. My paternal grandfather was already 10 years old when Albert Michelson and Edward Morley discovered that the Earth's orbital motion through the hypothetical ether could not be detected. The famous experiment by Michelson and Morley was the first to show that the velocity of light does not depend on the motion of the Earth. It led to the paradoxes that Einstein eventually resolved in the special theory of relativity. The electron was unknown until he was in his 20s. He was 30 the year Albert Einstein published the special theory of relativity, and he was already well into middle age when Heisenberg discovered the uncertainty principle. There is no way that evolutionary pressure could have created an instinctive comprehension of these radically different worlds. But something in our neural networks, at least in some of us, has been primed for a fantastic rewiring that allows us not only to ask about these obscure phenomena, but also to create mathematical abstractions, deeply unintuitive new concepts, to handle and explain them. Speed created the first need to rewire. Speed so fast that it almost rivaled the velocity of an evanescent beam of light. No animal had ever moved faster than 100 miles per hour before the 20th century, and even today light travels so fast that for all but scientific purposes, it doesn't travel at all. It just appears instantaneously when the lights are switched on. Early humans had no need for hardwired circuits attuned to ultra-high speeds such as the speed of light. Rewiring for speed happened suddenly. Einstein was no mutant. He had struggled in obscurity for a decade to replace his old Newtonian wiring. But to physicists of the time, it must have seemed that a new kind of human had spontaneously appeared among them. Someone who could see the world not in terms of three-dimensional space, but in terms of four-dimensional space-time. Einstein struggled for another decade, this time in plain view of physicists, to unify what he had called special relativity with Newton's theory of gravity. What emerged, the general theory of relativity, profoundly changed all the traditional ideas about geometry. Space-time became flexible, curved, or warped. It responded to the existence of matter almost like a sheet of rubber under stress. Previously, space-time had been passive, its geometric properties fixed. In the general theory, space-time became an active player. It could be deformed by massive objects such as planets and stars, but it could not be visualized, not without a lot of additional mathematics anyway. In 1900, 5 years before Einstein appeared on the scene, another much weirder paradigm shift was set in motion with the discovery that light is composed of particles called photons, or sometimes light quanta. The term photon was not used until 1926 when the chemist Gilbert Lewis coined it. The photon theory of light was only a hint of the revolution to come. The mental gymnastics would be far more abstract than anything yet seen. Quantum mechanics was more than a new law of nature. It involved changing the rules of classical logic, the ordinary rules of thought that every sane person uses to make deductions. It seemed crazy. But crazy or not, physicists were able to rewire themselves with a new logic called quantum logic. In Chapter 4, I will explain everything you need to know about quantum mechanics. Be prepared to be mystified by it. Everyone is. Relativity and quantum mechanics have been reluctant companions from the beginning. As soon as they were brought together in a shotgun...